When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Stacy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Doing well. Do you think they had some Arturo tires in Cleveland last night with the Browns? I mean, if the NFL tells you anything, it's you better show up and play, because that was just a hell of a performance by Jameis Winston last night, and it just proves that anybody can win on any given day in the league.
It's so much fun to watch. And, you know, let's start there, because, Stacy, we're going to see a quarterback on Sunday in Sam Darnold, who certainly has helped his stock around the league with a good year, and he could finish strong. I do wonder, as I was watching last night, where's Jameis Winston fit in all of these quarterback conversations, and what has he done for his career?
I love Jameis Winston. I love him. I mean, he's you know, every time I've covered him over the years, he is exactly who you saw pregame with Kaylee Hartung, postgame with the set on TNF, and in-game with a couple turnovers down the stretch. He's a gunslinger, but I really thought it was cool how they managed the game with him and, you know, got the ball to easy completions. I think it proves that, you know, with some really good coaching, because Kevin Stefanski is a really good football coach, with some coaching, you can do some good things. And I love Jameis Winston. I think he's they always say, what is it, national treasure. He is a delight to talk to off camera, on camera, and every which way. And I don't know. To answer you, Dave, I really don't know where his career is going to go. But they're lucky they have him to galvanize that locker room in Cleveland.
Well, I got to tell you, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. And this Mike Tomlin has never won a road divisional game on Thursday Night Football. I cannot
crazy.
Believe. Is that insane? Mike Tomlin's done everything you can imagine, but he's 0-6 against the division on Thursday Night Football. I can't put it. I don't even know how to. And then you're sitting there and you're watching the winter football, and it's so much fun. But I kept thinking, like, oh, come on, Mike Tomlin, you can win this game. Oh,
that is insane. I actually did not know that, Molly. So you gave me a nugget there. But it's crazy, because he has his team so well prepared. You know, it's kind of funny you brought him up. Because do we not feel a little bit of Thomas Brown with a little bit of Mike Tomlin and Thomas Brown?
Interesting.
Yeah, like I'm going to be very flat, leveled, and I think just poised moving forward when I have expectations about anything in life. I kind of wish the Bears, you know, had made a change sooner. I'm really enjoying, just for instance, yesterday, Thomas Brown. You know, it's one thing to say the attaboy comment. It's another thing to talk about playing violent football, which is so true in the NFL. But my biggest takeaway from hearing from him yesterday was, I love the question, and I forget who asked it, was, just about like what else he's going to add to the offense, right? You talk about, we'll get into simplifying in a second, but what is he going to add? What wrinkles this week? And he's like, this isn't about me. This is about my players. And I'm going to make sure that my quarterback is doing things he loves to do. And what have we talked about for the last however many weeks, right, on this show? We've talked about, let's give Caleb some things that he loves. Let's let him go back to being a Pop Warner quarterback and where he finds that joy playing football. And I think we saw some of that despite the loss on Sunday. And I think Thomas Brown is pretty selfless to say, it's about my players, not me.
I love that comparison to Tomlin. And if that's the case, hire that man. But the other takeaway is how they didn't hire that man after listening to him during the interview process last year for the offensive coordinator job. I can't believe that you could sit across from him and come to the conclusion he doesn't deserve a second interview. You hired him anyway, but then you hired Shane Waldron. And the first two times we've heard from Thomas Brown in this kind of setting, it has been impressive. And you wonder, why didn't they realize this sooner?
Yeah. So when I was on the field Sunday prior to the Packers game, I love pregame. You guys know that, talking to coaches and what have you. The Bears had a really good week of practice. They had a really good week of practice. And when I say that, I mean, like, the details were on point. It was urgent. It was urgent. I think we saw that in his disposition throughout the broadcast and during the game and how urgent it was. And the attention to detail. And, you know, I always marvel at, I'm part of the national media, but I always marvel at it because, you know, there were articles coming out last weekend about how they're simplifying the offense. They've been trying to simplify this, keep it simple, for lack of a better term, since this thing started. Like, even with Shane. But the details were not there. Like, the dropbacks, the quarterback steps didn't match the routes, and the routes didn't match the steps, and the offensive line, everything was slow. That's why we talked about, you know, people in social media, they try to make fun of, oh, well, every quarterback wears a wristband. No, the Bears actually had to have Caleb go to the wristband full time, okay? This wasn't about noise. This was about condensing the play call in his helmet to him or dropping that out and actually just giving him more time to go to the line of scrimmage. Right. What did we see last week? We saw it manifest with just Brown having conviction, like, hey, let's just go with this and boom, 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 and get the ball out of his hands. Let him go play. Let him use his legs, his best running game of the year. But he's not a running quarterback, right? They got the ball to playmakers in space, and that is exactly what we have hoped for the Bears. If you are a Bears fan listening, you just wanted to see, as we've seen with, you know, Jaden Daniels and some of these rookie quarterbacks, we saw it with CJ last year, just make some simple completions, get the ball in space. We even saw it with Jameis Winston last night. Kevin Stefanski, when we talk about simplifying a game, going back to that, the Bears didn't change it. Like, they didn't condense the calls for Caleb. They just gave him better calls. So, I take that word with a grain of salt, and there was urgency. I remember talking to Roma Dunze last week, you guys, at his locker. And I said, what is going to look different? Because, I'm sure you're not going to tell me we're going to add this to the offense. He said, we're going to have more, basically, paraphrasing him, more urgency getting to the line of scrimmage. And the play call was faster. He got to the line of scrimmage faster. He said, we're going to be more dialed in. And they were on Sunday.
You could tell that he was getting to the line of scrimmage faster and that the play was coming in faster. That was definitely obvious just watching the game on television. I just wish they'd take a couple shots down the field. And I get it, you know, he's always under pressure and the line might be a little bit improved with Tevin Jenkins getting back this week. And obviously they got the tackles back. But I think you've got to take a shot or two. And it's sometimes even getting the ball in space, wouldn't you love to see him throw the ball down the field and just take a shot? What the hell?
Well, if I had to guess, Molly, okay, so to your point, Caleb has zero pass touchdowns in, you know, this four-game losing streak, right? They're going to play a team in Minnesota who have covered a couple times this year, who have the second highest blitz rate in the National Football League. And so what does that mean? It means that there's going to be more guys up front more often than not, about 40% of the time, which means there's fewer guys on the back end, which means there's going to be more opportunities. If you read it right, right? I mean, just logistically thinking in your head, pragmatically, there might be more shots for him. I think that any quarterback can get a little bit gun shy when the offense has struggled so mightily. So I do think, despite the loss, was a bit of a breakthrough for Caleb last week. We may see some more this week. And I think if they continue to kind of build on what we saw, a bit more of the short game, maybe some of those things down the field could open up against the Vikings. I guess we'll certainly see on Sunday. You know, Brian Flores has a great track record historically against rookie quarterbacks. I think he's like 7-1 as a head coach and coordinator against rookie QBs.
15.5 points a game.
Yeah. So this is going to be all about Caleb Williams diagnosing what he sees at the line of scrimmage. But one thing I do like is I know the Bears will be prepared. If you're a Bears fan, they're going to be prepared because I think Thomas Brown, there's an attention to urgency and detail in his meetings. And I think they're going to have a plan on Sunday. And I think it's going to look pretty good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This segment, Stacey Dale, is brought to you by McGrath Acura in Westmont. When you do the math, you'll choose McGrath. So which team will find it easier, or to which team is it more important to run the football? The Vikings, who have not had 100-yard games from Aaron Jones since week 3, or the Bears getting DeAndre Swift back, using him with Roschon Johnson against the NFL's toughest run defense?
Oh, the Bears, by far. I mean, this Vikings team, to me, they have the ability. I'm going to be on the phone with Aaron Jones here shortly, and I can't wait because he's just such an incredible person and ambassador of the game, and can't wait to hear his take on this. I'll ask that question to him, actually, David. But I really feel like for the Bears, their commitment. I remember standing in Cole Kmet's locker after the game, and probably the first time. You have to understand, Cole Kmet in his fifth year, losing for the 9th time to the Green Bay Packers, he was very emotional in his locker last week. And he's become one of my favorite players that I've ever covered in the league. He's just wonderful. And I opened up the media scrum with him and just like right out of the gates, just talked about, you know, the moment, obviously, but then, you know, just his takeaways. And he said they turned the corner during the week. So it wasn't, my question was something to do with turning the corner with this offense. And he talked about they had turned the corner during the week. But what he went on to elaborate with was how much he appreciated Thomas Brown's commitment to running the ball last Sunday. And so I think we're going to get a carryover of that this week, and I think they're going to have to do it against that defense. But again, with as much as Minnesota blitzes, Caleb's going to have to take some opportunities, to Mully's point, down the field. So it'll be interesting, but I really do hope they stay with that commitment to the run, because I do think it, I do think it neutralizes the opponent, and you've got to keep that offense off the field. I mean, that offense, going over to Minnesota's side, with the way that Kevin O'Connell has coached up Sam Darnold this year, you know, it was kind of interesting to listen to Sam's presser this week when he talked about playing with the feet and the eyes as the quarterback, and what how Kevin has coached him. And I spent time with them in London, and it was really interesting. It's very interesting to hear Kevin O'Connell and how he gets quarterbacks ready to go. He's an incredible coach. But, you know, Sam Darnold talked about, for just kind of the average viewer out there, which is all of it, like, we all love football and we all watch it. When I'm playing well, it's when you're watching a quarterback, it's when that quarterback is in rhythm, when their eyes are, you know, the eyes are matched with the feet and the footwork in the pocket, and things look like they're in rhythm. That offense looks like it's in rhythm more often than not. And it helps to have Aaron Jones, and it helps to have a run game. But Justin Jefferson is the best wide receiver in the National Football League. Make no mistake about it. The way that defenses have to scheme for him. When I was with them in London, I was sitting in a meeting before Robert Saleh got fired, and I said, how many different plans do you have for Justin Jefferson? He said, probably 5 in terms of how you scheme him. I said, how many players in the league do you do that with? He said, maybe 3-4. So the Bears are going to have a plan for Justin Jefferson. And I believe they will, because I do think they have a really good defense in Chicago.
They got to get to the quarterback more. You know, any plan, you got to pressure the quarterback. They did not pressure Jordan Love enough. I know he gave him a ball. That was a missed throw. I mean, they need to get to the quarterback and put him under duress. And they haven't been able to do that in a while now.
You're right, Molly. I mean, I think there's some frustration, though. Grody did a great job in the locker room with Montez, right? Like, Montez is pissed. I mean, he wants these guys, like, look at last night, right? Myles Garrett steps on a field with T.J. Watt. And those are your two, you know, perennial pass-rushing men in the National Football League right now. And he was pissed. Myles is like, I'm the best defender. Everybody thinks T.J.'s getting the award this year, but I'm the best. I think Montez is hungry. I think that he's been dinged up a little bit. But one thing I do think the Bears will have to address this offseason is how they're going to add some help up front in both trench departments, right? Not only the offensive line.
Yeah.
That's right. Yes. Because to win in this league, you got to have a quarterback, and you got to be able to win the trenches. And the best teams that do that, they go to the Super Bowl.
And you'll be there Sunday at Soldier Field, ready for Bears-Vikings, Stacey?
I will. Yeah, I actually, so it's, I had like one home game last year, guys. So it's really cool that how good the division is. The NFC North is awesome. I'm going, actually heading to Detroit next week over Thanksgiving. And then I think I'll be back. I think they have a back-to-back Thursday week in the NFL in Detroit. So the division's been really good, so I've been able to stay a little bit, you know, more north. But it should be fun on Sunday with Minnesota and Chicago, because the division is so good. All the Bears, as you guys know, all the Bears divisional games fell week 11 or later this year. So, you know what's crazy? What's crazy is they still have a shot. They still have a shot. What if they were to win? They have the hardest strength of schedule remaining in the NFL right now, the Chicago Bears. What if they were to win all those games? What if, as Caleb kind of hinted to us, the run they're about to go on? Did you guys catch that this week?
Yeah. Doesn't he say that every week?
Listen,
I don't think so.
They are beyond desperate for a win.
They are.
You lose 4 straight games, and 2 of them in the fashion in which they have. And I'm telling you, they've got to get this game, period, end of story. They got to get this game, because Thursday's not going to be very easy.
Urgency mode.
That's a better team been the one you're facing this week, and you're at home this week, and then you're going, I'm just being honest. I've been struggling to find a way in which I believe they will win, but they desperately need to win.
They do. They do, Molly. Four in a row. And another thing Cole Kmet brought up at his locker right away was how heartbreaking.
Yes.
Really, with the Hail Mary. He actually said, when I asked him, he said, I've never been a part of two so close, like back-to-back heartbreaking losses. Like, not back-to-back, but you know what I mean.
Yes.
Like, the Hail Mary was the one that sent them down,
spiral.
Like a tailspin of just doomsday, right? And then, to lose to the Packers, I still can't believe. Remember, I am standing on the field last week before Cairo lines up. And I think I looked at Lauren Screed and I was like, something's off. I don't know. I just looked over at her and I she was the first person I saw. I was like, I don't know, something's off. Something bad. And I turned around in little to no time, I turn around and he gets his kick blocked. And I instantly went back to double doink. And I just thought to myself, I couldn't believe it, you guys. I'm standing like 20 feet from DJ Moore. He's down on, he's crouched down, ready to pop up and explode with the wind. And I witnessed that. And I just thought to myself, I was recording it, actually. And I was in shock. I'm not trying to dramatize it or bring it back. And we've got to turn the page.
No. Everyone can relate.
Everyone is seeing it in slow motion in their head.
I couldn't believe it. I felt so bad for the players. And then I looked over at the Packers side and to see them are rocked. Like, these are mini Super Bowls for these men.
Yep.
When you put the work in every week. And so, as we saw, we started the conversation with Cleveland and Pittsburgh last night. Pittsburgh's a really good team. They are a very disciplined football team. And they win at the line of scrimmage, and they do all those things. And I think Russell Wilson is having a resurgence in his career. But stranger things have happened. I think the Bears have a good shot Sunday. I think Minnesota's a really outstanding defense. Sam Darnold, when he just doesn't try to do too much, as he's talked about, and he follows the keys that Kevin O'Connell gives him, they're really explosive offensively. What I think the Bears have to do is they have to eliminate what the Vikings call freak plays. And one thing I learned from them is I know we have to wrap up, but when you see, so they have in every route level with Justin Jefferson, they have freak plays. And he explained it to us in the meetings in London, and Kevin did as well. When they call freak, it is for him to kind of choice route whatever he wants to do based upon what the safety does and where he is at the level of his route. Sam Darnold knows it. He knows it. And I'm sure Jalen Johnson knows it. I cannot wait to see these guys matched up on Sunday. It's going to be an incredible, Jalen Johnson has a moment and an opportunity Sunday to prove why he's one of the best corners in the league. And I guess we'll see how it plays out. But, the Bears got to eliminate that freak play with the Vikings offensively.
Great stuff, Stacey. Thank you as always. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Stacey.
You guys are the best.
That is Stacey Dales.
Great insight.